Hi there, Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams today. And let's say hello to the president of Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, Bob Bertog. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I am a crazy plant lady now. I didn't have anything to do in my yard over the winter, obviously, so now I've turned to indoor plants. And I'm telling you, both my thumbs are green.
Nice.
I love it. It's fun. Although outdoor stuff is a little better because Mother Nature helps you if you forget to water or something like that. So we are going to have questions, I'm sure. In fact, I have one right now from 630. Please ask Bob. I have a big patch of Pachysandra. I don't know what that is.
Right.
One part appears to be dying. It had white spots on it last year, not mites. Help and thank you. All right, what is that?
It's a ground cover. It does great. It grows in the shade. It covers the ground nicely. It keeps the weeds at bay. But the last couple of years, though, it has been infected with a fungus that's going around. I'm going to say with confidence that's what the problem is. So you need to go to the garden center and find a fungicide for it. It's called Volatella blight. But if you go to a garden center and tell them you have Pachysandra that has a fungus, they'll know what to put on it.
All right. So that's just a common fungus that Pachysandra gets.
It's gotten really bad for the last 3 years for some reason. I don't know why. But it is common now. So, and it does require treatments of every 2 to 3 weeks throughout the season to keep it at bay.
All right. Well, so that's going to be a little bit of upkeep, correct?
Yes.
All right. We have Carrie on line one who has a question for you. And let's say, hi, Carrie.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, Bob. Bob, I've always had really good grass. I've done everything right, but it's always been really thick, really lush. But like the last year or two, it's almost like some parts of it are getting a little too lush and you walk in it, it feels like shag carpet, kind of spongy. And seriously, and it's not grubs. I mean, this time of year, it's doing it right now. So it's not grubs. I've dealt with that, you know, but it's almost like, this is weird. Like almost like I feel if I could like pull it off, I could. So am I missing something here? I mean, it looks great, but it doesn't feel really stable, you know?
It sounds like you might be accumulating excess thatch. So what you want to do is to confirm that is just take like a butcher knife or a knife and cut away at the, so you can see a soil profile. And if it's more than a quarter inch thick, you might want to power rake your lawn to get some of that thatch out of there. Because over time, will end up damaging the grass plant.
Well,
but first do the profile.
Sure.
Make sure that it's excess thatch. But it sounds like that's what you have.
So just chop out a little chunk, take a look, and if, okay, that's perfect advice. Thank you very much.
All right, look
You're
at
welcome.
You, Bob. You always have these answers. How about taking a mulch question? Are you cool with that?
Yep.
All right, Connie's on the line. Connie, Bob Bertog.
I am so happy to talk to you. And I listen to you every time you come on. Yes, I need to buy mulch. But my thing is, I can't figure out, you know, those two bags I get from like Home Depot or wherever. Should I buy it by bag or loose? I need quite a bit of mulch in the backyard.
Well, if you need quite a bit, that's definitely going to be more economical to have it delivered in bulk, like significantly.
Delivered in bulk.
More economical.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Now I have a question for grass. I've got grass, and I don't know, the squirrel's been digging holes all over the place. How do I get rid of him or get my grass back? Because there's holes all over the yard.
Well, the first thing I would do is try and dig up the grass and see what they're going after. And then if it's grubs, it could be grubs possibly, I don't know without seeing it, but tackle what are they going after? And then that's what your target is. Not necessarily targeting the squirrels, but try and find out what they're trying to get after in the ground and then target that to eradicate that. That should keep the squirrels at bay then.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your answer.
We are talking to Bob Bertog here on 720 WGN. It's Wendy in for John. He's president of Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, a certified landscape professional, and with the National Association of Landscape Professionals. And we have a lot of questions for you, Bob. So let's talk to Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hi. I'm going to have my lawn core aerated on Monday if weather permits. And I would like to have it seeded and fertilized at the same time. Is that okay? Or is it too early for seed?
It's still a little early for seed. We still run the risk of a possible hard freeze or frost later in the month. And if those seedlings do germinate and then they get a hard freeze, they're not going to survive. So if you can put off the seeding a couple more weeks, I would do that.
Okay, so but I can have it core aerated. That would be okay?
It should be. The roots still are actually just starting to come to life now. And if you, it's not ideal. Actually, the fall is the best time to core aerate. Spring is the second best. But if you can push that another week, that would be great.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
Linda has a question for you on line five. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Wendy. Good morning. Hi, Bob. Happy Friday.
You too.
Thank you. My question is, I hope I still have a beautiful clematis in my backyard. And for some reason, I don't know why I did this, but my husband wasn't doing too much. So I said, honey, would you mind trimming it? Because it was, you know, at this point, the end of the season and all the dead, you know, stuff. So I am sorry to say that he trimmed it almost down to the ground, and I'm so worried it's not going to come back.
Bob,
I'm sorry, did you say
the clematis?
Say it was a clematis, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah, like a purple, clematis or however you say it. And it was just gorgeous. It was like maybe 4 or 5 feet tall, started growing on the clothesline, and then he cut it so far down.
All right, first thing, don't have your husband help you anymore in the garden. That's the first thing.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right, Wendy. I already told him about that. But if it doesn't come back.
Bob, what do you think?
It should come back, but the proper way to do it going forward, so you know, is it's smart to prune it, but you want to cut out like a third of the oldest and thickest canes, and then that way all the new growth comes on and it'll flower on the newer growth and it won't look as woody. But the plant should be fine.
Oh,
unfortunately, it's just
really?
Not going to get back.
Really? Do you think it'll get as big?
Not in one season.
Eventually, though, it'll get that big, right, Bob?
Yeah, it'll put on a couple of feet.
It will be a couple of feet? Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's better than nothing. Like you said, Wendy, that's it for him.
Thank you, Linda. Yeah, Jimmy Mack was weeding for me, and I said, whatever you do, don't touch those beautiful forget-me-nots in the backyard. And he hands me a pile and said, these? So, you know, sometimes
he
things...
forgot.
Yeah, well, sometimes things look like weeds, too, you know? You just don't know.
True.
And happy birthday, Jimmy Mack, by the way. It's my husband's birthday today. Paul, Bob Bertog, you have a question, and I think I have the same question.
Okay. Good morning. I was just calling about, I take care of my lawn myself, and I do core aerate twice a year, spring and fall, overseed, fertilize, and everything. I do that myself. But this year, it seems to be in a couple spots that I have a lot of yellowing grass, or I guess it's almost probably dead because I can see the other stuff is growing and coming back, but there's two spots in the yard that are not. We do have dogs. They're both male, and I haven't had issues in the 30 years we've lived here, but my daughter brings her dog over occasionally, and it's a female. Does that have something to do with the female's urine, or what's the best way to take care of this?
It could be a couple of things. One, grass is just starting to come out of dormancy, and depending on the variety of the grass that it is, if it's like a zoysia grass or whatever, that almost looks like it's dead right now, but it'll come out of dormancy and it'll be fine. To answer your question about the dogs, yes, female dogs definitely will burn the grass.
Is that because they squat as opposed to lifting their legs?
Well, there's nitrogen in the urine that does it, and usually males don't go on the grass, so they'll burn out the evergreens along the sidewalk, though.
Okay. All right, because I have a male dog and I have some spots, but sometimes he squats instead of lifts his legs. So I wondered if that had anything to do with it.
It does.
Okay. And go ahead, Paul.
Would it be best just to try to oversee that area, dig it up? The grass is pretty much, it's like almost straight Kentucky bluegrass because I overseed my yard twice a year. I do that for a part-time job that I have, business. So I do use pretty much 80-20 grass seed, Kentucky blue.
Okay, so then if it's the bluegrasses, yeah, just scuff it up where the brown spots are so the seed has something to sit in, the seed bed. And then just cover it with either compost, topsoil, or like a mix of topsoil and compost together.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. Okay, all right, appreciate it. Thank you much.
All right, good luck to you. And thanks for mentioning, Bob, because looking out there, it's like our whole backyard is just brown and ugly, and that's just dormant grass right now?
Correct. And as the temperatures get up, like it's supposed to be in the 70s today and over the weekend it's supposed to be warm, once that soil temperature gets near 50, the grass is going to take off quickly.
Yeah. It's so ugly and beige out there right now.
Yeah.
Real quickly, 630, I forgot to plant my tulip bulbs in the fall. They've been in my unheated garage all winter. Can I plant them now?
No, you kind of missed that window. I would put them in the basement and keep them in a dry, dark place, and they should be fine. You can plant them in the fall.
Perfect. All right. Well, great talking to you, Bob. This half hour goes so quickly with you. John, we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good, Wendy. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Bob Bertog, president of Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling.